right, cool. We back at it. Homegrown Radio.
Homegrown.
Shout out to Miss Bliss one time, man. Shout out to the Homegrown Hour. Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head up
That's
in
me.
Here, man. We got a special guest in the building.
Wait, before That's, we bring on...
not even a special guest,
before
actually.
We bring... We got a special guest in the building.
Morning, everybody. It's Homegrown Radio.
Before we bring the special guest in the building, I would like to throw a special shout out to my guy, Prime.
Yo, shout out to Primo.
Built from scratch with the new Absolutely. Swag. You
yo,
hear me?
Man, yo, chill. Everything's top secret.
Everything is top secret, but it's not, though.
Homegrown Radio shirts is back, man. Homegrown Radio shirts is back at it. We're going to put the link on the site so you can purchase those. But we are
Turn your phone
back
on silent. Who is
action.
That?
That's Flip. That's the guest. Nah, I don't know. Everything's loud. Real loud.
That ain't me.
We got the homie Flip Major in the house with us right now.
Flip
man.
Major, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yo, it's been a minute, dog.
It's been a minute, huh?
Would you take a look?
Take a look.
Goddamn, man. What's been going on with you, dog?
I like that top of the food chain hat you got on, too.
Like that, yeah.
He got the Cartier frames.
Nah, these you know are Ray-Bans.
You know what I'm saying? He got the iced out with the black tee, hey, so that way you can see it.
Flip.
You hear me?
Flip.
And look at his feet, though. Kick the feet up. Kick the feet up in the camera. Kick the feet.
Let me hold some.
My
dog.
God. He got gold shoelace. Oh, what man. The fuck is going on? Flip Major got some money.
Yo.
He got a new deal.
He got a bag. Man. That was happening,
what
man.
The fuck is going on, Flip?
Look, he like, yo, this is crazy.
This is crazy.
This movie
no, what's crazy
chicken.
Is this.
What's crazy is this.
Let me tell you what's crazy.
What's crazy is
this everything you just said is right.
Right, exactly.
I'm on, bitch. Right. That's what he want to say.
He's silly. Nah.
Flip Major.
What's up, man? It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It has, man. And we've been seeing the progression, man. And I feel like there's been a new surge of energy, you know, around your way. And I just remember, like, before we were getting in here, man, I remember the days that a motherfucker was like, we were corresponding back and forth when I used to work at a different station.
Yeah.
You was trying to get your music on.
Who shit ain't on silent?
Yeah, who shit ain't on silent? Who fucking up right now? God
my
damn it.
Shit
vibe, babe. Tomas.
But nah, man, what I always respected about your hustle, man, is that you were one of those artists that were never afraid to step outside your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Even from reaching out to different people to hitting the stage. You know what I'm saying? And that says a lot about your personality. Even when we said we was going to have you on, they said, oh, that hyper motherfucker that be on, you know what I'm saying? Doing a hell of a show and shit. So, I mean, kind of talk about why that has been a part of your personality from day one. Because this isn't nothing new from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why has that been something that's been a part of your personality from day one?
I just think being persistent pays off. I've kind of got a lot of relationships and just built a lot of things and manifested a lot of things off of being persistent. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? And I just think, and at the same time, it's kind of just been about having relationships. And if you kind of just nurture those relationships on the way, you know, and just take care of them, you never know. Because, like, obviously, just shit happens and, you know, people get new positions and bigger opportunities. And if you're lucky to, I guess, excel, then, you know, you never know.
So talk about the product. Because the last time we talked, you was in between, right? You had a situation.
Right.
But you were working on trying to figure out what you was going to do as far as musically, right?
Yeah.
So, and then
that's the time he came and pressed play.
He pressed play. That's what I'm getting to. Yeah. So you pressed play for me and Chuck, and we listened to a couple of songs and whatnot, and I was giving you my critique.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I will give you credit on, you always take critique.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you never one of those people who like, well, fuck you then, or, you know, he's an asshole. It's just like, all right, for sure. I mean, you might think it, but you don't tell me to my face.
Out,
and you might drive home, talk shit, you know, fat head ass nigga on your way back to the dirt. But you don't ever say it here, and I respect that.
I mean, shit, my dad's a teacher, so I've kind of always been critiqued my entire life, you know what I mean? And my dad... I grew up like being sports, and my dad was just like a Division I All-American. He ran into Olympic trials, so he was just kind of always a tough act to follow. But just in kind of things that I've done in life, you're going to get critique, you know what I mean? So it's just about being able to take constructive criticism, and it's up to you whether you digest it or not, you know what I mean? But like, I think there's always, you know, something there, you know, especially me, like, fucking with y'all, and y'all telling me some shit. Y'all, like, you know, it's day one shit.
Right.
So it's just like, even if it's some shit that I don't want to hear, you know what I mean? I'm going to still listen because it's...
You know the intent is there.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? I know that you guys, you know, have my best interests, you know, so...
Now, talk about me. You from the dirt, man. Does that also
people
play
for people who don't know?
Yeah, let them know.
Victorville, California.
Victorville, California,
which is, you know, for the folks that are unfamiliar and just know about the L.A. area. It's a good, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours away for the most part. Depending on how fast you drive, you might get there like 45 minutes, an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Like an hour, 30 minutes.
Hour, 30 minute drive. Yeah, but for people that aren't familiar with that particular area, how does that play a role into your style as well?
I'm not sure if it plays a role into my style of rap, but it plays into just like maybe the content and just what I'm trying to accomplish. You know what I mean? I've always been one to just really like put my city on my back and just kind of rep that shit. Just because of, I don't know if you watched the vlog that I put out. I just kind of talk about how everybody has the mentality of like you can't make it, or you know, you can't accomplish shit being from our town, and just like, we got a lot of niggas really accomplishing shit from our town.
Right.
Like, if you really, really, like, I don't know, maybe people aren't aware, but just, like, I could name a couple major things that, like, niggas from my city is doing right now, and it's, like, some shit that's, like, it's really a bar for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I just kind of take pride in that shit. And then just, there have been people that have also accomplished shit from our city and then didn't, you know, and kind of rep some other shit or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? But like
that, like saying they from LA when they're really from the dirt.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, that's neither here or there, you know what I mean? So,
well, I mean, I think it does play a tremendous part in not only your style, but like with anybody. Like you said, what I see from that, and not only from you, but like from folks that are like in the IE and just different areas that are the outskirts of LA.
Yeah.
For either they do one or two things. They super put on for themselves. Like they have something to prove. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then not only for their city, but you know, the city is a couple, you know, an hour and a half away. You know what I'm saying? So when you come out here, it's like you gotta do what you gotta do to get seen, but you gotta take those resources back home.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's kind of one thing that people don't, you know, you do gotta. Like, I remember me and B-Foss used to say back in the day, we was just like, I remember a couple years ago, we're just like, yo, like, we gonna go to everything in LA just to be, you know, seen, because a lot of shit is showing face. You feel me? Like, you gotta show face, and that shit ain't just in LA. Like I was just on the road, and that's what I learned about like a lot of different markets. It's just like really being beaten up the ground.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean? Like that guerrilla shit still work. That word of mouth shit is still the biggest, you know what I mean? Source of promotion, I think, for real. So,
now, was that your first time really like going around like that?
Fuck yeah!
So, how many cities did you actually hit?
He said, fuck yeah.
I hit St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Dallas, Houston, Austin, Atlanta, and Louisiana.
So what's one of the biggest things that you took away, aside from, yo, that face-to-face, hand-to-hand combat is the most important thing? What opened your eyes in terms of the travel? Man, without incriminating yourself, obviously. Goddamn, you're looking
I ain't going to say what I want to say.
Don't do that. Come on.
You ain't gonna say what you wanna say.
It's just a.
What the fuck are we doing here? Turn this shit off.
That is an interview, right? Goddamn.
Nah, I mean, I just learned that. I learned a lot of different things, bro. I just think there's not a lot of artists that really get to do that.
Mm-hmm. Hell no, it's not.
Experience that, yeah.
It's not.
For real, there's not a lot of artists that get to do that, you know what I mean? So just like kind of seeing. Stepping outside of our box and our region and kind of just seeing what, you know, other people are familiar with and seeing how the clubs work and, you know, just how, you know, how big of an impact, like, just per se, like, I got to sit down with the program director of 107.9 in Atlanta, you know, that's the biggest station in Atlanta. And just like, you get Atlanta, it's just like, I just feel like right now, for real, like, if you get the Midwest and the South behind your shit,
yeah.
You'll be rich forever, for real.
Shit, you. Hey, I was gonna say we seen.
So, when we moving?
That's what you doing?
I'm not moving, but I'm going back and forth.
I'm not moving. I'm just gonna relocate.
I'm going back and forth.
You said I could be rich forever. We out this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's kind of the way I feel about it. But just like there's so many other markets, you know, outside of here. Everybody kind of gets so stuck on just being big out here. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
And then, like, and then, so I just, you know, and just really just building off relationships. It's just like, that's just another thing, you know what I mean? And we got to just sit down and talk with a lot of different DJs and tastemakers and guys that kind of, you know, hold the key to their region and shit like that. So I think that was really, really dope, you know what I mean? Just, and like being from Victorville for real, just being from California in general, just having an opportunity to do that as an artist. Like, I think the first night we was in St. Louis, like 15 DJs like came out just to, you know, meet with us and shit like that. And it's like, that's just off the strength of like, I mean, us, you know what I mean? And it was cool. Like, that shit's just kind of weird to me, you know what I mean? Like, all these people are coming out to see me and they ain't never met me before, you know what I mean? Like, they got the, you know, the press play from, you know, the team, but it's just like, it's dope. It's dope as fuck, for real. Like,
it's what you really think? Like, what do you think now? How I phrase this? Do you think it's more love outside of home? Because I noticed that when I travel too, like, you typically, when you go to other places, it seems that you get, well, the perception is you get more love than you do in your own backyard.
But even DJ EFN talked about that too.
That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking him. What do you? How do you feel about it?
I think that depends on the person, because, like, some artists might come out there and they just like, some artists don't want to do that shit for real. Like, they don't want to go fucking drive through the woods to Alabama, my nigga, and meet with a bunch of DJs. Like, right. Like, real, to be honest with you, like, some people don't want to do that. And I think that at the same time, it's just kind of person that you are. Because, like, these artists, probably the ones that do it, they might be assholes to these people, or they might just be, going through the motions. You know what I mean? And I don't think that, like, one time, like, for real, it was just like on some, like, I was just like, nigga, let's go. Like, this shit is tight for real. Yeah. Like, I'm ready to go back. You feel me? Like, so I just think it kind of depends on the person, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
now, which area do you feel like is the most like home? When you went out there, you saw, okay, this is low key like Victorville when I go out there. Like, this is like, reminds me of home.
I didn't go this on this promo run, but Arizona for sure is probably the closest thing that reminds me of home.
Got you. And you got a lot of bass out there too.
Yeah, it's the desert, but then you have the college, so it's just like our city on steroids, I feel like.
Yeah.
But Atlanta's really been a second home for me this year. You know what I mean? I've been like 2 or 3 times, and we recorded like half the album out there for real. But I just got a lot of good ass relationships, like, not even really like on some music shit. It's on some music shit, but just, just real solid dudes just in Atlanta. You feel me? Like, I was really like, we was really in the trenches out there for real. Yeah, like, it's crazy. It's pretty crazy to think about. But yeah, Atlanta's been really dope. You know what I mean? And fucking with Sunny Digital and then Quez with Travis Porter, and like, they've kind of like really just kind of, we built a really, really solid relationship over the last like 6 to 8 months for
now,
real.
Now, did you say the word album?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Inquiring minds like to know. So you got, okay, first of all, I mean, we've been supporting the record too, man, to Take a Look. So
take a Look.
That shit has been blowing up. You've been, like you said, hitting a lot of cities, really touching the DJs and all that, man. Talk about how that record actually came about, you and Quavo.
Flip Major and Quavo. Take a Look.
Take
Quavo,
a look.
How did that happen?
Take a look at that.
Shit. So I did the record. Well, originally, it's what I really wanted to do, bro. I really wanted to do a record with Quavo and Carnage. Because I knew I could touch Quavo.
Yeah.
And I knew I could touch Carnage. But it would pause, yeah. But it was just a matter of making it happen and just, like, really, like, making sure, like, it wasn't too crazy financially.
Right.
So I reached out to Carnage, and that shit kind of just really just was just, like, he's busy. It really didn't come into fruition. So I created Take a Look with Steals, and it's crazy the way we created Take a Look. It's just really kind of funny, you know what I mean? Because, like, I was really kind of off the beat. Like, he played it for me, and I was off it. And then I made another song, and then we went back to it. And then I just kind of, like, heard Take a Look, and I recorded it. And I really made it in, like, 20 minutes. But then I was just driving through my city, and I was just like, yo, just if you listen to Take a Look, right, and then subtract Quavo from it, and you just hear the space between the hook, it's just like, think about listening to Amigos song. Like, we're all going to fucking mimic the mama.
Right.
I mean? We're all going to do the fucking ad-libs and shit like that. So if I could be Quavo himself and I could picture, I'm just like, oh, shit, this is it. So I called Jay, and we kind of just really pressed play, and we sent him the shit. And they were like, cool, we fucking with it. And then he was just like, really? He was just like, for real, like, we could do this shit through the email, or you could come to the A.
Wow.
And I was just like, for sure, bet, let's go. And then we were looking up tickets, and then, like, we were planning to work with Sonny, right? This is really funny. We were planning to work with Sonny.
Sonny Digital.
Yeah. And, Gentry's like, okay, we can go to the A, and then Sonny Digital's going to be back on the 18th, so when we get back to L.A., we can work with Sonny Digital, woo-woo-woo. And I was just like, yo, like, if we're going to Atlanta, why can't we just work with Sonny out there? And he was just like, oh, my God, Flip, you're a genius. Why didn't I think of that? I was just like, yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense. So we went out there and shit like that, and fuck, it was just a vibe. We locked in at Main Streets. We was there for like 4 or 5 days, because I think we missed our flight, so we stayed another day. But we was in the studio for like 3 days, you know, working with Sonny and shit. We made like, me and Sonny did like 2 records. And then we actually finished the record and shot a video on the same day.
Wow.
And that nigga stayed at our house till like 6:30 in the morning and we missed our flight. Well, Gentry and Steels and them caught their flight, but yeah, they didn't wake me up.
Well, it sounds like it's good times. Like a lot of times I've seen.
Listen, bro, nobody got a story like that. So that's a bless.
Okay, yeah. Get them mad. It's all good. But the thing is, like with situations like that, I've seen people, I've heard of people taking that chance and meeting up with somebody in studio, and it's just, you don't get that vibe.
Yo, he came through, mm-hmm. and like, so like, we were like waiting because they were flying in from Africa and shit, and then like, we're at Linux and shit, we're like, damn, like, when are we going to do it? They said we're going to do it today. Like, we're like, fuck, we're on standby, niggas is anxious, woo, woo, woo.
You thought you was going to get the runaround.
No, I didn't think I was going to get the runaround. It was just a matter of, honestly, we couldn't find a studio.
Damn.
So like, we like, fuck it, we end up getting main shit for like 3 hours for real, like 9 and midnight, right? Mm-hmm. And we get in that bitch and we waiting. And like, this nigga don't come to like 11:30.
Damn. So y'all got
to maybe like 11:15, like 11:30. But like, he came in for real. And like, we played the shit. We were watching the Cavs play for real. And Offset was with him and shit like that. And we were just smoking. And like, it was just like a vibe for real. And like, he was hella cool. Like, yeah, we were watching the game and just. And then we was making snaps and shit like that. And then after he did the shit, like, he was just like, if you see in the vlog too, he's just like, yo, when y'all dropping to take a look? Like, he was really
damn,
fucking with you.
That's dope.
Like,
that's dope.
So it was really a dope experience, you know. And the Offset was right there. Like, it was just, it was two of the three Migos for real. It was dope, man. That shit was hella cool for real.
Now, do you think that you gassed Quavo on the song? he's like, you trying to fuck my shit up right now.
Nah, I mean, I just think that he compliments the song really well, and then he did the little signature. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. It's just dope as fuck.
I like the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Thank I like you. The song. So, do you think you gassed Quavo on the song?
He tried to read. Let me just reset that question.
That's a clip for the Instagram, right. Tomas.
Yeah. Pin that one.
I don't think so. He gave me a good ass verse.
Yeah, no, low key.
For real,
it wasn't no bullshit.
Yeah, it wasn't no bullshit. No, because honestly, when you think about that, you've seen some shit happen where it's like, oh,
bro,
damn, they just he gave him a throwaway.
I remember when Lil Wayne had like 30 niggas had the same Lil Wayne verse.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. I got that Lil Wayne acapella for the low.
Let me tell you about some shit like that. But yeah, nah. He gave me a good ass verse for real. Like, sometimes I have still sitting. It's been a minute since I really sat and listened to it. But like, mm-hmm. what I did notice is just like, I noticed that he says like that Knots shit. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. Like, it was that good drink. Like, big Knots. You know what I mean? I started like, damn, like, he said that in my song too, talking about Knots. Cause like, for talking about, he's like, look at the cat. I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He's like, man, that just recording.
This shit hard. But once you talk about that song, broke it down for me on my own song. It was like, nigga, you talking about look at the bands and Knots, like Knots of Money.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's hard, nigga.
Damn, he's like, that's hard.
I get it.
For real,
I'm stupid as fuck.
And I noticed that he said it in like a couple different songs. And it's just funny because like, he went in there and he kind of freestyled it. You know what I mean? Like, he did his whole shit like in punches and shit. It was dope.
Yeah.
That was two of the, you know, I think I got to experience like with McKinley.
Uh-huh.
I was there when Dolph.
Talking to the mic, nigga.
I was there when Dolph recorded his verse for that 100 band shit.
Yeah.
And that shit was just like kind of like those two was, like think about just like you hear Dolph, you hear it, you know what I mean? But like think about actually watching him record it.
Right, right.
And then hearing that shit come out of his mouth, pause. Mm-hmm. Like that shit weird. You know what I mean? So it was the same thing with Quavo. Like he get in there and then he just like, he becomes like the Quavo you hear on the radio, like live. It's just like,
okay, this is what I want to know, because not a lot of people get the experience, like they don't get to work with people who they're fans of.
Yeah.
A lot of times they don't.
Yeah.
So when you, what mode are you in?
Especially in the height of the career,
I'm fucking chilling, bro.
No, I'm saying what mode are you in in the studio, right? In the studio, are you like, okay, we in work mode? We need to get the hook done. We need to format the song. Or are you like, oh shit, nigga, Quavo was going in on my shit.
Like, no, are you? I'm like, okay, I'm like, so you want to be honest with you? I'm low key just fucking chilling, like getting high as fuck. My part's already done, so I'm just like low key just waiting. And then I'm just waiting for him to like vibe out. And then when he goes in there, I'm just kind of like watching, moving around. We like talking to Offset and shit like that. And like, we just like kind of just like vibing or whatever, you know what I mean? And then like we go there and low key they asked me if I wanted Offset on the song, and I was just kind of like, It was only it was Takeoff wasn't there, you know what I mean? It was only two verses, and then it was just like them two. I feel like it was either, you know, one or three, you know what I mean? You don't get two.
Right.
So if I don't get the whole group, then, you know, I'll stick with Quavo, which is cool. And it was cool. The vibes were lit. We were smoking. Offset was smoking and shit like that. It was just, it wasn't like, I'm not like a too crazy, like,
starstruck person. I'm about to say you are a hyper motherfucker though. So I know.
If you watch the snap, like we got the snaps of me and Quavo and shit. We was lit in that bitch.
Yeah,
for real. But like,
but it wasn't like a fan out like, situation.
Nah, it was just like cool. I wasn't like all over the nigga like pressing.
Quavo, get him up there.
Not Quavo. Not Takeoff.
So who would you lose your shit? You got in the studio. Who would you lose your shit? Like, nigga, oh my God.
Like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck.
Like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, nobody? It's nobody in existence that you lose your
shit.
Maybe
if there was, like, Jay-Z or, like, Diddy or someone was in there listening to my music, I don't think it would trip me out if I... It would probably trip me out if I was working with them, but, like, I figure if I was working with them, they'd probably have already listened to my music before they started working with me. So, like, by the time I'm working with them, I would feel like, okay, this is supposed to be happening.
So, Puff or Jay?
But, if, yeah, but if maybe... It's, or someone, I don't know, like... I don't know. Maybe, like, if, like... Kendrick walked into my session and maybe like, I don't know.
Right.
I wouldn't be too, you know. So you not Kobe losing... walked in my shit though, I'd probably lose my shit. Kobe?
What if,
yeah.
Hey, what if okay, like, so that's what I'm saying.
What if he's like, yo, my nigga.
So if it was Kobe, I'm like, oh my God.
So what
I'm
if Kobe what if Kobe comes in and he says, yo, let me drop a hot 16.
Let me jump on your shit.
Yo, bro, I'm gonna record that motherfucker bro, and not song? Use it, nigga. What?
And not use it.
Oh no. I love you, Kobe.
Hold up though. If Kobe Bryant walk in your session, okay?
Bro, I'm losing my
shit. Okay, Kobe Bryant walk in your session, and you like, you go ahead, drop your verse
on
the song.
What if he hit the weak?
Your song would be weak as fuck. It would be so fucking weak.
Weak, right? I would definitely play all the verse. I'm like, yo, listen to this shit.
You got to chop his ass up and make a hook out of it. It's you know what I'm saying? Reloop that shit. Let's keep that. Fuck everything else.
It's Kobe with the beard, my nigga. And he drops a 16 on your shit, but he's look. The only way I'm gonna release this shit, the only way I'm gonna actually record this shit, my nigga, is if you have to release this shit today.
it's gotta
be on your album.
What if he drop a 32 with no hook
in the middle of the shit? You know what?
I'm gonna drop like on some Trinidad James type shit.
I'm gonna drop
I'm gonna drop it. Why not? Like, what the fuck? Who got a song with Kobe in 2017?
Bruh, Kobe got a song and it's not good.
No, he said 2017.
I know, but I'm just saying, like,
he said 2017.
Oh, in 2017, like, nobody got a Kobe song.
Hey, that shit.
2017.
It would be funny though. Like, it would crazy. It would fuck the blogs up. I bet.
Hey, he gonna put that shit like in between one of like some of the songs.
Yeah, you gotta sandwich
like
that motherfucker between the bridge and the hook on the last.
I just had to throw it on the SoundCloud. I don't know if I can put it on.
You a SoundCloud
Kobe?
Ha,
SoundCloud.
What type of arrogant shit is that?
Hey, man, check that new shit I got with Kobe on the SoundCloud.
But what if I had a Kobe interlude?
Nah, Kobe shit was just
well, like, what if I had like a Kobe interlude, like a Kobe drop?
You get a Kobe verse, nigga. You not 32 getting
bar Kobe
you not
verse.
Getting no interlude. You getting a Kobe verse, my nigga.
A hot 32.
Now you going to give him a 24. Fuck that.
Nah, I'm telling you. If you had the Kobe interlude or like the Kobe intro, like how Chris Rock was on Rick Ross shit. If I had Kobe, like, just doing some like epic intro shit, cause think about like how his little movie and he'd be talking in his little when he gets in the Mamba mode, nigga. Oh my God,
you'll
bro,
be
I would be on, nigga. That might be one I have to be like something right, that I have to do for real, there. Like not on this one, but it's like eventually, like nigga, that would be so lit. Tell me I wouldn't be lit for that.
You wouldn't be lit for
that. I mean,
if I had him doing like some intro,
you know, it would have to
shit.
Make sense. But you're in the basketball,
or
and
maybe
shit
like
too,
a documentary or something, like where he's like,
it would have to make sense.
Here's
for
the thing,
shit.
Bro. That Kobe thing, that's a little situation. That's a straight to DVD moment. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Netflix
really
original series
on this
joint.
Right
you hear me?
Now?
No, nobody, you know like, nobody hating on Kobe, but it would have to make sense, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Redbox.
What?
It had to make sense, dog.
That shit is not going in theaters.
It would have had to make sense, dog.
So you wouldn't think I was so epic if I had Kobe on the intro to my album?
It'll be dope, but it was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
What is Kobe doing
cares?
On your album?
It's Kobe.
So okay, no. So then put him on your verse.
No.
Exactly, my
he's
nigga.
He's not a rapper, but that's what I'm saying. If he's narrating like an intro, that would be niggas, bro, niggas will lose their shit.
Who will lose their shit?
Everybody. Everybody.
I mean,
females.
Be real. Let me be real.
Hold on.
If
y'all
use your shit. Nigga, what?
If the Black Mamba
on the intro?
Y'all don't got
if
the, mics.
If, yeah.
Put your hands up.
If the Black Mamba jumps on the intro.
Okay,
interview.
Nobody from fucking Victorville.
I'm just cool. I just want to know. Yeah. Put your hands, goddammit.
Yeah, put y'all shit out there. Somebody who actually see people every day.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't shit on Victorville. Don't shit on
Victorville.
Don't do it.
Crazy, bro.
It would have to make sense.
That's a crazy thing to say. That
it would have to make sense.
It's the intro narrating
that. No, nigga, sit on. You gotta get the mic, bro. You gotta talk to the mic. Now, if you said a visual, okay, that should kind of be crazy. But
if he directed a video,
nigga, that's some different shit.
Okay, yep. See, there,
nigga,
it is.
when you hear some, a lot of times people probably won't even. Well, I'm not gonna say they won't know it's Kobe, but it just
what
like,
YB?
It'd be fucking random as shit. Like, yo, is this nigga Kobe?
Yeah, like this if nigga, he's narrating the intro, we shoot a video for it, like
major
it,
shit.
It's gotta be narrating the song or something. Like if he directed a video, like that would be. Nigga,
that's cool.
I would be so on for that. Like that you would be, just
in Victorville.
No, I would be on globally.
In Victorville, you would be the guy. It'd probably be a parade.
I'm already
there. How about this? Let us know somewhere in the comments if
come
you would
on,
lose
y'all
your shit.
Crazy, yo. Tweet the homegrown radio poll on Twitter. Know, that man. Is niggas let's would lose their shit if Kobe was on
we
the
gotta
intro.
Put a poll on that shit. Let's see if that works out. See what they say.
You said the word album, right?
Yeah, that's
so other than Kobe, what are you planning for what do you have planned for the album?
Is the album done or are you still working on it?
I'm picking the songs right now. Okay. I got like 20 records to pick from. I'm probably gonna put 14 on there.
So everything's already recorded.
Yeah.
And but you still have the option of like maybe throwing some shit on there if you get the vibe.
I'm trying to get one more. I want this one feature. I don't know. It's I don't know if it's gonna happen, but we're gonna see. I'm trying to get them.
You got a title for the album? Boy.
Take a look. The album's called Take a Look
nice,
as well.
Nice, nice.
Take a look.
Take a look.
And then you get your Take a Look t-shirt. You get your on the Take a Look tour.
Take a Look tour.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's smart.
Exactly.
That shit going.
Yeah, so, I got Sunny Digital on the album, of course. Mm-hmm. He produced two songs, and he's also featured on one. And then I got Eric Bellinger.
Nice.
And then,
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, we got
that's
a
your Eric Bellinger?
We got a dope-ass song, yeah. Yeah, we got his name. And those videos already shot too. You know, we chilling. We, you know, we working over here.
That's cool, man. So, do you have an idea when you want to actually drop it? Are you waiting for that last feature to come in before you wrap shit up, or do you
I'm kind of wrapping it up right now. I miss my deadline for real.
Oh,
so
shit, you fucking
at
up.
This point, I'm just like
that's what happens when you travel, my nigga. You've been living, dog. I see you've been eating fucked up. You've been eating better now.
I got hella sick in Dallas. I got super sick for like a week for real. Yeah, I got sick in Dallas and I was like sick in Houston. And then like by the time I got to Atlanta for like a couple days, I was like all right. But I didn't eat for like 3-4 days. That shit was just. It was just really like madness for the first couple of weeks. Like South by was crazy. We was turned up like every single day.
So was it like just the lifestyle catching up to you? That's what it was? Like,
I think so. And then I went from like snow to like 20 degrees every day to like 80 degrees.
Yeah.
So like that thing, that shit kind of like fucked
everybody's
with
like,
me.
What
and
the fuck
like,
are you
we
doing?
Were just eating crazy and just.
Pizza and.
Yeah. A lot of beef brisket.
Chicken strips in the strip club.
Oh, no, nah, he didn't say that. He said beef brisket, dog. You
chicken
gotta,
in the strip club? Y'all wasn't eating chicken in the strip club?
Hell, no. Nah, them Texas strip clubs, they don't
they be having real
no
plates
food.
In there.
Nah, they ain't really had no food, but they bring your own bottle, though.
Damn.
Bring your own bottle?
Yeah,
what kind of
lit.
Ghetto shit is that?
Yeah. Shit,
no, that's
ghetto. That's not,
they not selling
Texas
the bottles?
Shit. Nope. They sell you just pay $50 for the bottle of ice and the mixers. And then pay
what?
Your admission fee. Yeah, that's hard, huh?
Yeah.
And that shit up open till 3. Nigga, we all in there with a bottle. Niggas got lean. Niggas
yeah,
because
you went to Rite Aid, nigga. Yeah. You go to Walgreens and get a bottle. You know what I'm saying?
No, but out there, like in Austin, you got to get your bottles. Like liquor, they close at 9.
Yeah, no,
you
that's
can't
some,
buy
at 9 p.m.
Yeah, and you can't and even look for liquor stores. You got to look for like spirits. It's called spirits.
And they don't, I think, I know because I know it's like that in Tennessee, but they don't even sell liquor on Sundays in some places.
Oh, yeah that's
no,
closed.
That's
no,
Utah,
that's
it.
That's done.
In Utah, they don't sell liquor on Sundays.
Yeah, on Sundays, liquor store, all them things, closed.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Closed. So get in while you can.
That's probably why you got sick.
You shouldn't
too.
Be at South By on a Sunday anyway.
Yeah, you should
so
be gone by that point.
Should be gone.
Be gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to be out at that point. Because you, especially, well, you flew, right? Or did you drive?
I flew in from Cleveland.
Okay.
But then we drove to Dallas.
So
after that.
Yeah, if you're driving this out, you got to leave Sunday because it's going
to
be damn near
I think
day
the perfect
dry.
Way to do South By, we went for the whole week this time, but I think the perfect thing to do South By is like Thursday through Sunday. I think that's what we'll do next year.
So yeah. we meant to kind of touch on this a couple weeks back after South By Southwest, but for you, you had that experience of going. Was this your first time going or you've been before?
South By? Yeah. I went 2 years ago.
Okay, so explain for the people that, because a lot of people are saying that, yo, it's not the same as it used to be
it's
years
zoo.
Ago. So is it better
crazy.
Than your first experience, or is it like, how different is it from your first time? Because I remember
my first time, we literally was there for like a day and a half, and then the second time, we were there for a couple of days. It was cool. This time was actually doper because, you know, like, people kind of knew who I was to a certain extent.
You got a lot more shit going on.
Yeah, and then
he out there booming.
Yeah. It was just that shit's just it's just really crazy for real. Like it's like
how many shows you do?
Just one.
Just one.
I just did the My Mixtape stage though.
Gotcha.
Which was a good stage. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. That shit was booming like every night. We seen Uzi.
Really take to My Mixtape.
And they had a big old like banner outside, like picture like this whole street right blocked off, and then like there's a banner just like big as this whole wall, and it has my name on there and stuff like that. So that was pretty cool to see stuff like that. You know what I mean? And they were promoing my Mixtape stage like super hard. So like we were out there hella deep, you know, all of us chopped up and stuff like that. So like we were moving around, we linked with like Neff the Pharaoh, we linked with a lot of people and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I linked with Sonny when I was out there and just, you know, seeing everybody. And I had seen DJs that I had linked up with Cleveland like the week before for the promo run. So just, you know, just nurturing those relationships.
So I feel like this year they got their status back, because literally like last year, nobody was really talking about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, like, they all went to like Fader Fort was a little bit smaller. Spotify House is smaller. They kind of went to more intimate stages and stuff like that. We got to go to the tune-in event. That was really dope. I just hope, like, you know, by next year, like, we'll do a lot of more official stages, because that's really where it's at. Like, the unofficial shit is cool, you feel me? But like after doing that shit for a couple of years, that shit kind of burnt out. You know?
Kind of got to go to the next sound.
Speaking of and shit like that. Stages. Are you performing anywhere?
Yeah,
what are you doing, Flip?
I'm performing on the festival stage at Powerhouse.
Yes,
go ahead, Flip. Go ahead, man. Say, clap it up for this motherfucker.
And this is your
man.
First
Take
time.
A look.
Yeah, this is actually my first show in California this year. Matter of fact, which is crazy.
Check really? You out. Yeah. Are you excited?
Yeah, it's in my backyard. It's at the Glen Hill Amphitheater. It's dope because it's just a lot of different things. You know, it's one. It's at the amphitheater. They're doing like the festival style, you know, more theme this year, and then like the fact that usually the new at two stage, and it's usually a free stage in the parking lot, and this year it's not. You know what I mean? It's the festival stage, the Who's Next Bud Light festival stage. So I feel like that's an accomplishment in itself. And
put that on my resume.
Yeah, for real. I look at meant to take
tell people
picture,
to stop by and take a look.
Yeah, take a look. I mean, you know, it's a blessing for real. Like, I low key cried when I got the call for real. It was just
really
like, yeah, for real. Like,
was that? Do you think that's something like that you didn't see, let's say 2 years ago?
2 years ago, for sure, I didn't see it. Over the past year, I mean, over the past, you know, like time and how everything's kind of came together, I've kind of felt like, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, like, okay, like, I for sure should, you know what I mean?
Be a part of that.
Yeah, and then, you know, Power kind of just, you know, took a love and, you know, shout out to Ashley at Power 106 and DJ E-Man, because, like, she really rocked with me. They really hold me down for real. Like, she really holds me down, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that's, you know, she's, you know, I got to give a big major shout out to her. And then Sasha and Madi, you feel me? Like, they all really, like, press play on the whole shit, you feel me? And I feel like we had to, I feel like I built the right resume for it, you know what I mean? And I just feel like it's a big deal, you know, and the implications that, you know, what could follow after that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just, you know, there's just I think I get to benefit from.
What do you think is the bigger deal for you personally, right? Is it a bigger accomplishment being acknowledged or the actual performance?
I think it's going to be the acknowledgement, and I think it's going to be all the promo that I get.
Right. No, I'm saying acknowledgement as far as fulfillment. Like, internally fulfilled.
Oh, I think I'll be more fulfilled. When I perform it, or when I perform, that's going to be like, oh, like, it's going to be a moment. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, okay.
Like,
so that's the moment more so than it's like, damn, they see me. Like,
yeah, you know? No, it's like when I perform, it's going to be dope. But it's dope at the same time that they see me.
Right.
So it's equal.
Two different sides of the spectrum.
You know what I mean? But, like, it's going to be a moment for sure. Like, I know I did the High Life Festival last August, which was really dope. That was like 12,000 people. Yeah. And that shit was like, nigga, I walked up, like, you know, it was really dope. It was like, because I'm a fan of other artists. I've watched shit online and watched the vlogs and shit like that. So, like say, a Coachella performance, you see the niggas on the back of the go-kart and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, so they are
doing that shit.
Trailer and shit, and they take me from the trailer on the thing.
You're like, nigga, I made it to the back of the go-kart, nigga.
I get to the back of the thing, right, and they kind of check me in. Then you walk up the steps to the stage. It's like 10 steps because it's hella high. And the guy's like, this big guy, he's like, are you Flip Major? He's like, yeah. He's like, welcome to High Life. And he shakes my hand. I was just like, oh, shit, nigga, let's go. And then, like, so, like, that shit was a moment for real. But, like, this is going to be something different. You know what I mean? Like, this is, we talking about Powerhouse.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
It's
a big deal.
It's a big deal, for real.
That's amazing,
dude. And it's right in my backyard. And it's, like, literally 20 minutes away from my house.
Do you think,
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, that's just, it just shows, it's just, I don't think there's any accidents in fucking life. So to see that happen in your backyard, to be something that's, I think that was specifically crafted. I mean, I believe in some, well, I mean, you believe in it too as far as manifesting and shit. I just believe
for sure. I've been talking about it, like, we powerhouse. I've been planning for it for real.
Yeah.
But then when I got the call, she was like, what you doing on Macy? I was just like, fuck, like. Damn, for real, it's really here now, you know what I mean? But I was just like, I spoke that shit into existence. I was just like, yo, we got,
right.
You know, like, we had conversations here, you know what I mean? It was just like over the past few months, and just like, I'm just like, you know, I would have been upset if I didn't get on it, for real.
Really?
Like, how upset?
Been, not crazy upset, but I would have been a little bummed. I would have been like, damn, like, for real, okay, but like, at the same time, it's just like, if I tell Gentry that shit, like, he ain't gonna never have no sympathy for me. He'll be like, okay, well, we just gotta get hotter then, nigga.
We just gotta get hot.
That's it.
Some real, like,
we just gotta get hotter.
Here's the thing about that, because I feel the same way about certain things that may or may not come our way or my way, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is that you always gotta keep in mind, even when you, because it's gonna be one that go down where you hotter than you are now and you don't get
the look. Right, for sure.
So what you keep in mind is, okay, you gotta push harder.
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
always take it as a motivational tool.
Right, and I feel like I got the call, like, I'm on powerhouse, but it's just like, I'm not going, like, now it's just like, it's all eyes on me now, so it's just like, we got to turn up even harder now. It's just like, we got to go harder. It's just like, it's just a time.
Because it's only a certain amount of slots.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? And just like you would be looking at, like, who's on there? That's what everybody's doing right at this point. They're looking right at now. Don't think that people's looking at your song. They saying like, oh shit, how the fuck you get Quavo? Everybody looking at all your shit. So just magnify it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and
for
then
sure.
also keep in mind that you wanna keep cultivating your relationships.
Yes,
because
exactly.
Those are gonna be even more important moving forward.
Right, for sure. Yeah, no. So that's exactly, man. I'm just blessed, you know what I mean, to be able to just be in this position right now.
Now, here's the thing, right? Let me ask you this. Let's say three, four years ago, what would you tell the you 4 years ago, right now, today? If you can pick up the phone and call Flip Major 4 years ago.
Yo, Flip, 2017.
What would I tell the younger me?
What would you say? What would you say to
2013 Flip Major. What would you tell the 2017 Flip Major? Oh, no, that's the other way around, huh?
Yes.
So what did he say?
You
take a look.
If I had you my iPhone and you could call yourself 4 years ago, what would you say? You got 20 seconds to talk.
I'm going to get to tell my younger me, right?
Today, you're talking to 2013, 2012 Flip Major.
20 seconds.
Keep going. You just gotta keep going. Stick with it. You're gonna get some speed bumps. You're gonna hit a lot of speed bumps for real. But just keep going. Persevere.
Hey, tell that nigga not to smoke in the first Homegrown Radio interview.
Too. Yeah.
Hey, you remember that? I was like,
yo, Flip, man, what's your inspiration? He was like,
I was high as fuck. Hey, yo, listen, guys. My PR at the time, she got mad. She was like, and I learned my lesson for real after that shit. I was just like, I don't smoke.
This is my first
I don't drink before shows anymore. Yeah. Shit like that. I don't do
I got to give you shit on that. That was the funniest thing.
Listen,
but I just remember he was like, what was the question again? I'm like,
this dude.
You see the picture that y'all posted or someone? I was just sitting in front of the chair like,
yeah. Mouth open.
No, but you took that and then you learned your lesson from it and then
hell
you applied
yeah.
it, man. And it didn't fuck up your relationship with us, but it was a learning moment for you. You're like, all right, I gotta bounce back next time. And you took yourself way more serious the next go round. So I definitely appreciated that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, was I on after that show? Was I on Homegrown? Because I feel like I might not have been on since that day for real.
No, yeah, you've been on since then.
No, I don't think so.
Because like when I dropped Bases Loaded, I didn't do Homegrown.
No,
I did the Cousins.
No, yeah, you came by.
I might have came
here.
By and pressed play on Play
exactly.
Dawson Music.
Oh,
but I think that was the last time that we actually sat down together for real.
Talk,
maybe it did fuck
you
up.
That was like
then.
What 3 years ago.
maybe we wasn't fucking.
Nah.
Maybe
nah.
But honestly, it's been a minute, and
yeah,
it's
been a growth in the journey, bro.
You sure?
Yeah, he said. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay. So I probably did one more time.
You
after
did one
that.
More time
okay.
in between.
All right,
yeah.
Bro. Shout out to B Foss for correcting
yeah,
that.
Shout out to B Foss, man. Shout out to motherfucking B Foss. That's my nigga. You feel me? He been holding me down since day one.
Absolutely.
You
and you didn't switch up on him when you got. You know
I
what I'm saying?
Switched up on that nigga.
That's
I'm about
good.
To though.
But hey, he's about to be.
Keep
but speaking
asleep,
of day ones,
yeah.
right? You from a very small place.
Yes.
How is it when you go home, like after you on the road? I know people be looking at your gram. I know they following you, they seeing what you're doing. How is it like when you go back to the turf and you got to do a club, or you got to rock a show, or you got to.
Well, we don't got no clubs or nothing like that. So I just like for real. So I really just pull up on the homies, like, and just kind of catch up with him and wrap up with him. Like, when I got back, I came home literally like for like. Like, I got back, and we kind of just had to keep it under wraps that we're back because, like, we were doing something, like, a surprise for, you know, Gentry's girlfriend or whatever. So, like, we kind of kept it under wraps or whatever. She was really surprised. It was pretty cool. But I came home literally that day. I flew in early Friday morning, came back to the dirt, like, got my hair done and shit like that. And I actually came back down here, so I didn't even get to see my homies for real. I stayed in the hotel for a couple nights, and then I went back. And I just lately, just really this week, I've just kind of like been linking with my boys and just kind of rapping on it. But I just really stick to myself and stay at the house for real. Like, I ain't really been, I've just been coming out here to do these interviews and shit like that. And I'm really just living with the music that I have right now. I'm really trying to pick the right order for my album. Like, I got to sit down and not, I got to talk to, you know, reached out to Nate Fox, you know, Chance's producer. And we just talked about like sequencing the album and just pace of the album and just. You know, I've just been trying to have those conversations right
now.
Some
wise words, man. You get some wise words from
And then we're planning the video shoot, too. You know what I mean? That's a fucking hectic.
I'm really impressed with this new Flip Major.
Yeah, who is this guy right here, man?
Like, you're very seasoned at this point. You damn
But it, no, it's just a trip because
I remember.
I'm trying to think, like, that was.
But, you know, you watch interviews and you see how people carry themselves and, like, you know, I could be this or I could be Kodak Black in a fucking mask.
You walk in with a mask and shit.
Yeah, you know. So,
real quick, I mean, because one of the last times we talked about too, I think you were refereeing at the time, or I don't know if you.
I was just refereeing 2 months ago. So, okay, like, that's what I was getting games on the road. Niggas hit me, got games. I'm like, nah, I'm not. I didn't even tell him I wasn't doing shit. I was just like, oh, I'm not in town. You know.
So that's what I'm saying. Like for that, like. At what point do you feel like you can step away from that and do this full time without?
I've stepped away from reffing. I got my deal basically like in December, January, and independent deal, of course. Yeah. Chop Entertainment, we all indie over here. You feel me?
Okay, but well, talking that shit. Okay, I see what you're doing.
But I did this shit. I had already accepted my high school schedule. And in November, so like my high school schedule basically runs from December, the end of December through second week of February. So I just fulfilled my schedule. I had to give back a couple games when I took the week off to go to Atlanta to do the shit with Quavo.
Yeah.
But then right back, I was right back to ref games. And then like, I think I had a game the day I put out the song with Quavo. Or like,
that's really crazy.
Yeah.
It's a moment. Too,
yeah, yeah. Is that interesting? Because I've heard stories of rappers, right? Where literally like, well, I'm going to put him out there. Like, literally, like, the homie be working at a burger stand.
Uh-huh.
And then hear his song come on the radio. Like, because they playing the radio the burger stand. Yeah. Like,
I've had, you know.
What is that? Like, what is that?
Yo, so check this out, right? I'm at the gas station, right? I'm about to go down the hill. And then, like, this car, I pull up, and this other car pulls up next to me, right? And it's these black chicks, right? These girls. And they're just sitting there, like, and I think another car pulled up, and these dudes or whatever, and I walk by, and, like, one of the girls, like, she kind of, like, low-key gets at me or whatever, and I kind of just, like, laugh about it, and I walk inside, and I pay, and I come back outside, right, and I start pumping my gas, and then next thing you know, like, this girl's bumping my song next door, and I'm like,
are they doing that to fuck with me?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I, like, look back, and, like, these girls do not acknowledge me, like, they're not looking my way, like, they were just doing their thing.
Oh, so they didn't know it was you.
No, and I was just it was tight. That was pretty. Yeah. That was pretty cool. Because
it was genuine. Like they really fucked with the song. Like, it wasn't like because you know I've seen people do that. Like oh, they go Snoop. Let me go throw some Snoop on that you driving by. It's like nah, like that's dope.
And since we've got our radio station out there, you know we have the radio station out there, and like I've got to hear myself on the radio a couple of times. Like do that.
What's that like, man?
It's cool.
It's loud. Damn.
It's cool.
It's
cool.
I mean, you know. It ain't no Kobe doing the intro, but, you know.
Niggas be getting spins.
It's pretty tight, but no, what's really been cool is last night I got to hear, like, it was crazy because, like, I was waiting for this fucking shit the whole night last night, and then when it actually kind of came on, I was just kind of, like, high and dazed and sitting back, and then, like, B-Foss hit me, like, yo, it's on. The commercial, like, the Powerhouse commercial, so I kind of got the tail end of it. I literally got, like, my name.
It's like, jerk.
Missed everything else. Yeah.
It's like, jerk.
Oh, shit.
The fuck is jerk?
And I was waiting for it, and Gucci told me that he was kind of waiting for it, and people would call him when he would hear it, and I was just like, so that's been pretty cool, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I really found out. I woke up to a DM from a kid to some random. It was like, yo, congrats on Powerhouse. I was like, how'd you know? He's like, oh, they just announced it on the radio. I was like, that's dope, shit, that's pretty fucking tight. You know what I mean?
You didn't know until they made the announcement?
No, I knew. I knew that they were announcing. I honestly couldn't sleep because they called me the day before. Gotcha. I got the call the day before. Mm-hmm. And like, they're announcing at 7 a.m. You know, I called my friends and I told my mom literally right when I was in the car, I told my mom and I was just like, yo, like, this is crazy. And I was just like, don't tell nobody, you know, wait till the morning. I called Ashley like late at night and just.
Are you sure they're gonna announce it, right?
Sure. You sure? Because I done already told niggas.
No, I called her.
I bought paper.
Don't make me look stupid right now.
No, I called her.
This nigga in the air at 8 o'clock in the morning. He gonna be writing flip over Victorville, bro. This shit's good. You got me looking crazy out here.
Yeah, no, I called her and just thanked her and shit like that. And she told me that they were gonna announce it at 7 a.m. And I was just kind of like waiting. I was literally waiting and waiting. And
well, she's like, no, honey, we meant Little Flip, not you.
Woo, game over.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. I thought.
You would have been an asshole.
That would have been fucked. Yeah. That would have been fucked.
So then like they tweeted it or whatever, but they like didn't mention nobody or nothing. So I kind of was just like, then I looked and I was like, oh shit, here's the flyer.
Right.
Dope,
right.
Let's post, let's go in on socials.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, it's been dope. You know what I mean? Like people tell me.
How's your family been responding to you know, that's everything that's been going on right now too?
Because you've been rapping for a minute.
You really want to know? Yeah, about she getting paid. That's
she
getting paid.
They paying you, right?
Honestly, my dad might understand it a little bit, but my dad's actually out of town. I took him to the airport the other day. But my mom,
she bought the bag.
She doesn't really understand it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So like, I kind of like. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to come at her with that bag, like, yo, here's some bread. My mom just retired, you feel me? Like,
wow.
So it's just like, and you know, and it's not like she retired like we up.
Yeah.
It's like retired, you know, like she wasn't really like feeling her job situation. Yeah. She'd been there for so long. So like, you know, she's looking for something new, so it's just like it's kind of a shift for her. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like perfect time. So when I come and I really like give her that bag, you know what I mean? Just like,
then it's
yo,
real.
Like then it'll be real, you know what I mean? I think I got another like year for that, but I'll be able to help her like help out with the bills a little bit more soon for real.
Hey, this is what I want to ask you, because like you did, like you do, you kind of remind me of a lot of like the newer rappers, right?
Uh-huh.
Whereas like you got a lot of energy, especially when you perform.
Yeah,
you leave it all on the stage.
Like, yeah,
but there's a lot of rappers who feel like they are not responsible to deliver anything in their music. Do you, like, as far as like being socially conscious or talking about issues or being aware of things that are going on in the country, politics, racism, whatever. Do you feel any social responsibility as a musician, not as a person, but as Flip Major, the artist? Do you feel any social responsibility to anything?
Yeah, I don't think that I take maybe the biggest political approach to my music as of right now. But I think I have stuff that is maybe just about uplifting and just, you know, just kind of keep people motivated and stuff like that. Really not to like shit on you and stuff like that. And really just to kind of tell you what I've been through at the same time. It's like, you know, like y'all know I've been through some shit.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I've kind of put that, like I have a song just, it's called Up. I really like, it's just like talking about like, you know, like it's like my back then they didn't want me, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still like it's not like no trap shit. It's like a dope vibe, you feel me? So it's just like, and I think over time, like, you know, the other music that I have, and you know, the shit with live instrumentation, you know, and you guys still know where I still want to, like, this, I still want to take it.
Where you want to go,
you know, I still know where I want to go.
Yeah, you still got to start somewhere.
Yeah, so like I think when I, you know, as I can gradually build that, you know, that audience as it broadens, I can, you know, still, you know, put more of that in there, you know what I mean? And, but I do feel like, you know, the need to
so
just kind of keep my image somewhat clean and since, because it's like I deal with like the basketball and the high school shop. I'm in the schools, like,
right,
just
right.
With that, you know, with that, my dad's a teacher and like there's a lot of kids that watch me like where I'm from.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and this just my boy trains like two high school kids, you know what I mean? So like I'm always talking to, you know, the kids, you know what I mean? Like I did my own little school tour last year.
Oh,
I didn't get to do it this year because
you reached out.
Everything's been so crazy. I didn't get to really like press play on that this year, but I do, you know, I that's what I want. I want that, though, you know what I mean? I want that obligation. I want to be held accountable to, you know, to be able to do that shit, especially for my city, you feel me? Like, right. I was just thinking about this shit today for real, like one of my, you know, like my one of my best friends, he low-key just signed Lonzo Ball, you know what I mean, as a sports agent. Yeah, and it's been all over, like, just all over. It's on ESPN, all that shit. And this is like my brother, you feel me? Like, this is like my in my group chat every, you know, we talk every hour. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, and he's from our city too. And then it's just like, you know, I don't know if you guys know, you guys know Keith Stanfield, who was in Get Out, the guy at the beginning of Get Out.
He went
to my high school too. He graduated a couple years after me and shit like that. So it's like, I want to put something together to where we can just be like, you know, those dudes, you feel me? Because it's just like,
everybody got their own thing at
different
areas.
Then like, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of people that's accomplished stuff, you know what I mean? I feel like we're at, you know, he's at Atlanta, he got a Golden Globe, you feel me? Like, there's a lot of like major things that I think that people in the city may not even really be aware to, you know what I mean? But if you put it in front of them, it's just like
oh, that.
I just want people to realize that, just like, not even from where I'm from, but just overall, like, if you really want to do something, like, you could really do it bro. As crazy as it sounds, for real. Like, that's kind of what I've taken away from everything lately, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I think when the powerhouse shit hit me, it was just like, this is like, I don't know if you see my Twitter, I was just talking about like single release parties. I kind of really kind of been over the idea of that, you know what I mean? Just because of like, what are you really celebrating?
Right.
Just the fact that you put out a song. What are we doing here?
What are we really
doing? So I'm like,
that's what I refer to as people who celebrate at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, bro. For what? Like, what are we buying this shit? I put out a song with Quavo, but for what? Like, if it ain't successful, I mean, it was cool, like, rah-rah, but what's the fucking point, for real?
Yeah.
So what I've taken from this is just like, but when the powerhouse shit hit me, I was just like, okay, like, you know, we're going to go have a nice dinner for this one. You feel me? Like, we got to, you know, this is something celebrate that we got to celebrate this victory.
Got to enjoy it.
But you got to, I mean, that's kind of why it really hit me. It's just like, it's probably been a minute since I've had something happen to me where it's just like, okay, like, but even just like having the conversations with Nate and those kind of things bring me back. And they're just like, you know, maybe when I doubt myself or I doubt something, and I'm just like, yo, like, we here for a reason, you feel me? And it's just like, it's not just me, it's everything that's going around me, you feel me? It's really like manifesting, you know, at the right time.
The reason why I asked you that is because, like, a lot of, like, let's say, like, athletes and entertainers, actors, rappers, do you feel like, okay, so you coach, you referee games and stuff like that. You really deeply involved in kids and schools and stuff like that. So somebody like a LeBron James,
do you
feel like he should be held to a different caliber and of accountability?
I think we all should, especially as black males.
But I'm just saying, based just because of his status,
yeah, for sure,
he should be judged differently than the average person.
Yeah, that comes with the job, for real. That's in the job description, for real.
The microscope, like, at that point.
Yeah, you under the microscope. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah,
and you have a bigger impact with the shit that you say.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, you know, like, we need more of that.
Yeah.
You
no, because I hear what he's saying. A lot of people take that position. They're like, I'm not a role model. Like, why are you looking at me like that? You know, it's like, well. No,
yeah, but I think, you know, some people get into the things for the wrong reasons, and they just kind of, or maybe they get into some shit and don't expect it to really blow up.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, maybe you some people aren't prepared for this shit. Like, I've kind of been through enough shit to where I'm kind of prepared to a certain extent. I'm kind of, you know, I've kind of understood what this shit is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I understand that this shit ain't all shits and giggles. It's not all what it's all made up to be. You feel me? It's not all fun. I thought going on the road and doing the tour shit was going to be lit. I can't imagine if I had to perform for real every day.
Damn, that's right. Because you
I was just taking niggas to dinner.
Yeah.
So what if I had to?
and I'm exhausted.
Bro, I mean, we was going out.
I saw y'all shit.
Yeah.
Y'all was eating good.
Yeah, we was eating good.
You niggas eating lobsters and steaks and all kind of crustaceans and sea creatures.
Yeah, so just think about, like,
I was eating good.
You know what I make it? You know what I'm thinking about? It's
y'all,
like,
my fat ass. I'm jealous.
Hell yeah.
I'm thinking about how.
Excited more about that shit than the fucking Quavo shit.
Y'all was eating good. Fuck all them the records.
Yeah, people want to talk all that shit. Like, think about how Chance canceled the shows because he'd be in the hospital like that. Think about how hard Chance probably worked.
Right.
Right.
He probably. And then you don't get to eat, and then just you moving around and shit like that. Yeah. Nigga, that shit take a toll. I don't start eating salads and shit.
Absolutely
for real.
Not.
Like, I'm trying to stop the fast food. I got home, so I've been eating everything I can eat, like all the fast food, just all of it.
Alone,
so I can really, like, maybe try and, right, like, really give it up for real, because just, like, I know I'm going to be traveling a lot more, and it's just, like, that shit going to take a toll. And my diet's already bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So just, like.
But at least you're aware of it, and you know, okay, at this point.
Yeah, when I got sick, I got sick.
That was a wake up call.
That was a wake up call.
Bro, let me tell you something. Did you ever have you gotten food poisoning before?
Yeah, for sure. Maybe, I don't know. I was drunk probably too. So
okay, no, I just had a real bad food poisoning incident, and I was fucked up.
You shitting everywhere?
I shit all over myself.
I believe it, Fred. No.
You don't understand. Chuck was there. Listen. Let me tell you.
Hold on.
See, okay, he wasn't there.
I was there.
But look, let me tell you something,
bro. I wasn't there,
bro.
Like
listen. Shout out.
I knew what happened.
Shout out to
the record.
He was aware.
I was aware. I wasn't there.
He was aware.
I was there.
Shout out to DJ D. He held me down.
He wiped you. But he held you.
Oh, Chuck. No, Chuck didn't wipe me. I wipe my own ass. Listen, I had to throw them drawers away, though.
Salas, where'd you throw those drawers away at?
Let me tell you something. I feel you, because being sick physically is the worst, especially when you're not in control. You know what I'm saying? Like a cough, you take some cough syrup. You know what I mean? You could suppress it. But like a physical ailment, it's some shit, bro. Like I was throwing the Robin Hood, whatever the fuck that thing is that hotel was called, I fucked that room up.
Yeah.
It was stomach acids and fecal matter everywhere.
When I got sick, it was really weird because, I dressed warm, nigga. I bought a North Face for the road, and I didn't feel no symptoms in Cleveland and shit like that. And I was pretty clothed. And then when I got to Texas, we were cool. And then, like, when we got to Dallas, it was a little chilly, and I wore a sweatshirt. I felt like I dressed. I was never, like, out there looking like a hoochie. You know what I mean? I wasn't showing.
I hope.
Wait. Rewind that.
I wasn't.
You was. Wait. You was what?
I wasn't out there looking like a hoochie. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wasn't.
So when was the last time you looked like a hoochie?
Yeah, when was the last time you looked like a hoochie?
Please, let the record reflect.
Maybe summer vacation. You know what I mean?
What was the ambiance of your attire for the hoochie look?
This note looks like a shirt with thong sandals and shorts and like a tank top or something. Just like not really clothed.
I'm glad you said sandals on top of that.
I thought you said thong.
Yeah, okay.
Thong sandals.
We're
going to edit that shit out. I was in a thong.
Sandals. Right. No, but I mean, I felt like I was dressed pretty warm and like I really wasn't just like no jacket. You feel me? I was always just like, you know.
Chest oiled up.
And then just the next day I woke up and I was just like, had the Vicks. And I got, and I woke up the next day and I was just like, done. It was just so weird. I had the flu. Like, I was felt like I was just like, I was really sick because my body was sore. It was just like, what the fuck? This is crazy. Like, I wasn't even lit last night. That's what had me really tripping.
Yeah.
Like, I can say if I was lit, you feel me? I had a couple hangovers and a couple nights.
It'll make sense to you.
It would make sense, but I was not lit. I was just like, damn, this shit crazy. And then I couldn't eat for like 3 days. Like,
damn.
And then we drove all the way from Houston to Atlanta. Yes. Shout out to Hightone, my motherfucking brother, because he drove the whole 13 hours.
Word?
Yes, nigga, Mr. Bring Us In for sure.
Mr. Bring Us
Shout
In.
Shout out to Hightone, TFC, top of the food chain.
Wow. Hey,
yeah.
Listen, bro, but listen, though, Hightone Mexican, they different. They cut different.
Yo,
they
bro.
They different, bro. They be. Listen, bro, I know some Mexicans.
I know
and
some
they
Mexicans.
Go hard, bro.
They go hard. That's where I'm from. Like, come on, all my friends is messing.
Now we talked about the manifesting, right? So then we gotta ask before we check up out of here, man. What's the one thing Flip gotta do before the year ends, aside from the Kobe?
All right, well, this is really what I want. I want I'm not sure if they announced it this year or not, but I want Rolling Stone top 50 albums for real.
Top 50 albums, Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
Rolling Stone top 50 albums of the year.
Of the year, yeah.
So you gotta drop your.
Well,
shit.
You gotta hope Drake and fucking. What's the name? Slow the fuck down. Because they be just dropping shit.
But top
Future
50,
dropped two.
Top 50.
Top 50. If I could chart on with the single, with the couple songs that I got, and I want to hit the Billboard charts too, you feel me? Get 50, 30, 20.
Something.
You know what I mean? Something. But to break the Hot 100, you know what I mean? Like, shit,
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
That's dope,
yeah,
though,
so
man.
If I could do that and get on some more major, you know, radio festivals. Yeah, you know I mean,
that shit crazy.
Like, he looked at us.
That shit crazy.
Like, he looked at us like
that shit crazy.
Hey, you know how your girl look at you when she want a bike,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's that show do look good.
Yeah, but I mean,
you want the chicken Madeira?
I have this board at home that I meant to take a picture of, but I really put on the board like I wanted the Ty feature, I wanted the Quavo feature, I want to do major festivals, I want to do a tour, I want to get on a tour.
Yeah.
Sign to an agency, get a major record deal, maybe partner with a major label or something like that, tell them to give us some bread, you know what I mean? But other than that, I'm cool.
Dead.
Like, we did all this shit independent. You feel me? Like, this shit is dope
too.
As fuck.
That's
for
amazing.
Real. Like, it's like...
I'm going to say this before we wrap up. I'm really proud of the person that you're turning into.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
up.
That, for real.
Because you wasn't shit.
Yeah.
When we met.
That's a hell of a way to tell us. You wasn't shit.
No, but I know
I
what
fuck
you mean.
You, yeah. you just drive
like,
shit.
You got to my head host my first mixtape for real, like my first real mixtape. Like, you know what I mean? So we go back, but. Yeah, no, I appreciate that for, you know, I was looking forward to really sitting down with you guys, you know what I mean, and really have this conversation. It's dope.
Yeah, I feel like this is what it's about, man, seeing the progression, and we look forward to seeing more and more. So look on be on the lookout, take a look.
Take a look.
We dropping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's coming.
Possibly
this summer.
And possibly on the Rolling Stone Top 50.
Top 50.
All right, so that's what we're shooting for, man.
That's what we're shooting for.
At Chief Major on Instagram.
Chief Major on Instagram, Chief Major on Snapchat. Twitter is at Flip Major. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/Flip Major.
You got a website?
MyNameFlip.com.
There we go. Let's do that. MyNameFlip.com and find everything over there, man.
So iTunes, add me to your Spotify. Follow me on Spotify. You feel me? Get that. Take a look. What you know about the video is out.
Take
now.
A look. Which was on Heads Hit List.
Yes.
By the way.
Heads Hit List. I got some new shit coming probably real soon. All
right.
And get ready for Powerhouse.
Oh, yay. We can't wait for Powerhouse.
We can't wait for that shit.
Yay, Powerhouse. Yeah. All right. We out of here.
Hey, thank you guys.